Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Archer's on the way, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay right there. But look who's in studio. The Water Boys are back.
Hey, yeah. Man. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Trey, be rich. Follow do? Our guys, the Water Boys. Fellas, last time we had you, the response was incredible. I told you guys, you know, our listeners, I said, they're going to be a part of our show. We're going to bring you more and more of these guys because we love them. Man, it felt good to get a win on Sunday. I'll tell you that. First and foremost, it felt good to get
man,
a win.
Yeah, yes, it did.
I got to tell the audience this. So after the game against Carolina, I get a text message from these two. What was that? And I'm like, Mike, we don't have any words for what happened at Carolina. And so we went back and forth, and we were all frustrated using words we can't use on the radio.
Yes.
But, man, we bounced back. Let's start with a little something, man. Come on, Trey. Give me something. You got something for us?
Yeah, man. It's a bye week for our Falcons, so the city's heart is free. It's so much better being 2-2. Then a disgusting 1-3.
Yes.
We took a beat down from the Panthers.
Yes.
But we bounced back like some honorable men. Served the Commanders like a wine rose and gave an L to that boy Dan Quinn. Bijan doing Bijan things. Zoom, zoom, zoom. That man's a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And did you see Kyle Pitts out there balling? Had me watching like, okay, Kyle, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But these hometown haters, they still hate the Falcons. Talking about who cares? The Falcons are going to flop. So I'm going to say this behalf on the real Atlanta. 3-2-1. Boy, you better stop.
Love it. There it is.
Way to go, Trey. Way to go, Trey.
Be Rich and Trey in the house. Water Boys, guys. Follow their podcast. Fellas, for real, give me Be Rich. What were you thinking Sunday? You were a little nervous? You're a little nervous, right? Mariota, Mike and I talked about this all week.
I mean, in the past, man, every time we face a former Falcon, a former coach, a former anything, they always come back to scene to pull it off, and I was worried. But I really said, hey, this is going to tell us what Mike Penix is made of and what Raheem Morris is made of. And they showed us, man. They came through. I'm glad that Penix was able to step up and come through and make his mark. And I'm glad Raheem had the team ready to play.
Right on. And we just discussed it before the guys came on the air. We were saying to Be Rich, like, no, I don't know what happened in Carolina. I wish the coaching staff had said, hey, maybe use preseason to see if Zach likes being on the sideline and get that thing straightened out. It is what it is. This thing looked so good. Offensively, everything was cooking. I mean, Bijan's one of the biggest stars in the league. How about Algier, though, when he did the dump truck, man, in the end zone?
Yes. I mean, I love Tyler. You know, I love Tyler Allgeier. Bijan, he's a super, super special back. But I just feel like it's a certain toughness that comes along once Allgeier is able to get into the party. And I'm going to be honest, stand up there in the stands, after Allgeier scored that touchdown, as he's going back and Bijan met him on the field, to see the brotherhood, and I hate to use the brotherhood word, but it's to see real. The brotherhood between those two, it actually gave me chills, you know, up in the stands. Like, I love it. I love to see Tyler get the ball.
We had Tyler on our show. This was actually when Bijan got drafted, going into his rookie season. And we asked Tyler Allgeier, because, you know, it could be odd, right? It could be a little weird.
A little awkward, because you're a 1,000-yard rusher, and they just drafted a stud rusher.
You should have gotten Jalen Carter, right?
Correct. Well, everybody's still, you know, if you're still tripping about that, you're not watching Bijan and how special he is.
Killing it.
But the deal is, Allgeier told Mike and I, he's like, look, man, this guy's like my brother. I mean, we hang out. We're playing games together. Like, and it's hard to, like, imagine that, but that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I only say that, Trey, just because if there is that real love and concern for each other like that on teams – that's when you start going places. Like, I am not so caught up about my bag or what you're getting or what I'm not getting. It's just about us being out here trying to win. When you get that, and I don't know if we've got it, but those two guys, they've got it, man. Yes. They've got it.
Speaking of the sidelines, Zach Robinson being on the sideline, one of the plays that I was listening to
our offensive coordinator?
The running back.
Bijan.
Bijan was this. He was saying that play, the long pass that came from being on the field, hey, look, my guy's right here, do that. Penix threw that ball in stride through him. And me and him was arguing. I said he got hawked down. He said the guy had an angle. I said Bijan got hawked down.
The guy had an angle.
A bit of an angle. Plus, there's also, you know, they draft guys that are pretty quick over there.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy dove. The guy had to dive for his legs. You know
right.
I mean?
But it was a sweet
still,
play.
But it was still a big
But Bijan gave you, we said this during the podcast, and one thing we hadn't seen was the home run ball. We saw that in week one against Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But this team has got such a balanced attack. We were looking at the numbers yesterday on the drives.
Look at the numbers.
Run, pass, run, run, pass, pass, run. The balance we hadn't had. Certainly, Penix had the worst game ever. Flushed that. All rookies. Guys only played that's the seventh start this week.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of 300-yard games, and I just love the fact they're using some imagination to get Bijan involved in the passing game. 100%. To be a 100-yard receiver.
Yeah, 100%. And when you look at the numbers, when you see 17 carries from Bijan, 16 from Allgeier, I think that makes me happy. And then it keeps Penix from having to be up in the 30s when it comes to pass attempts. We don't need that from our second-year quarterback who hasn't even started a full season worth of games. Like, we need the balance for this young man. So, and all y'all people, look, we fans, so we do it. But all y'all who freak out, Penix has one bad game, and next time I know everything about it. Oh, I told you he wasn't it. We shouldn't have did this. We shouldn't have did that. Man, calm down. Give him time to show what he is or what he isn't. As my grandma would say, it all come out in the wash.
Right. Baby, but you guys have been here, man. Be Rich and Trey, guys. It's the Water Boys. Check out the podcast. It's the hottest thing. Podcast right now from right down the street on 17th. That's where they produce it.
Hey.
But this city, we've said this, Carl says it all the time. We have these folks that are always on the fence, you know, and the only way that changes is by beating the Bills on Monday night, getting this thing where we're rolling, making the playoffs. Until then, the same people that were saying, oh, I was an idiot for questioning the Cousins thing, and Penix, now they're throwing Penix under the bus. That's the nature of Atlanta until we start winning consistently.
But like you said, winning consistently, like we've been through a lot as Falcon fans. Yes. I became a fan in 1980. And it's just been rectified, man.
We have trauma. The trauma
we definitely got trauma,
real,
man.
You know, and the people, they can't wait to jump in. We get all kind of comments. Just wait till Josh Allen comes in. He's going to do away with the whole team. The whole stadium's going down.
Well, let me tell y'all, and you guys know, you were at the game. A lot of Commander fans were there this
weekend.
What's up with that? A lot of Commander. And every time I'm like, you know, I'm making my way, and
y'all
I see one. And
tickets.
Well, and here's what's funny. Like, 5 minutes to play, I didn't see him in there. Mm-mm. They had gotten up and left the stadium.
You know what? They had to go.
Hey, guys. hey, guys, I heard some Bill fans are here now. Well, two weeks ahead of time.
I believe it. Well,
somebody jumping through a table at Peachtree right now.
This is a true story, man. I'm in line to get into the restroom, and there's a guy in there, and he's got Josh Allen gear on. He's got Bill stuff on. And a Falcon fan says, yo, you a week early. right? And the guy says, man, I can't afford to come twice. So I had to pick and choose. I picked this game because I can't come back next week. And so the Falcon fan, I'm in line to use the restroom. And the guy goes, well, then you going to miss out on an ass whooping.
Yeah.
And all the Falcon fans are like, yeah. It was great. It was great. Be Rich, Trey, let's talk about the Hawks real quick. I know training camp starts. We've had conversations about it. You guys talk about it on your podcast. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got a lot of confidence in what we've done in the offseason. How do you guys feel? We hadn't played a game. Mm. We think this is going to look different than what it's looked. How you feeling, Trey?
Well, I'm going to say this. The next time I get on my knees to talk to the good Lord, I'm going to pray for Jalen Johnson's health. Because, because seriously, if we get a healthy season out of Jalen Johnson, I really feel like the sky's the limit. And I don't want to put everything on that young man, but he's such an integral part to the team. He brings so much on the offensive side, and he can bring some on the defensive side. I think Trey really needs him. And I think Bearded Trey is a real thing. If y'all don't know what Bearded Trey is, since he's Trey matured. Grew the beard, he's mature. Am I right, Mike? Am I right?
He's the elder of the tribe.
Yeah, man.
No, you're right. And by the way, we talked about this last time we had you out, but seems like I don't think most folks would disagree with the Hawks saying, look, let's see what you do with the best talent surrounding you before we got this gigantic check.
Yeah, I was about to go into that. Like, they've definitely put it on Trey. Mm-hmm. Trey, they gave him what he want. I think if he produces, they're going to cut that check. Mm-hmm. If he don't, I don't know what's going to happen. But I like the new GM.
Yes,
I think he's making the right moves. I like our young core. Yesterday it came out that we're the third youngest team in the NBA. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Look, we have high expectations. Mike, we were talking about it today on our pre-show on social media, and it's just it feels a little different. And part of it, Mike pointed this out, it's like they went out and did what everybody has wanted them to do. We know what Trey's limitations are. Don't put that on him. Exactly. Go get some guys that can play defense and pick up where he can't really, you know, be excellent at. He's an excellent distributor. He's an excellent scorer. But Nikhil's a hell of a defensive player.
I like it.
You start talking about JJ's health and being a shot blocker, and all of a sudden what you saw last year from Dyson Daniels, now you got some guys around him that can help. It's almost like we've been saying this. Don't just go get scores. Go get guys that complement what Trey does.
100%. And please, whatever we do, do not let that guy Pat Bev be able to go online anymore and make any more comments. Let's show up, Trey. We need you. Show up,
set
boys.
Him up, man.
Show up.
He's a troll.
I know it's cliche to say somebody's living rent-free. He is beyond living rent-free in that guy's head.
Just Trey, state your
Trey just said his thing and shut it down, and Beverly just kept talking for 2 weeks about it.
Did you see the man talking about he put money against all the Atlanta teams
that
won?
Man. Right. Like
we don't believe you, Pat Bev. We don't believe you.
I don't believe you either.
So check.
I won $60,000. Stop lying.
You ain't got $60,000 to lose.
Hey, guys, we do this thing called...
Relax.
Please, Patrick Beverly.
We do this thing that we call What Were You Thinking? So, Trey... What was Kirby Smart thinking when he was walking off the field?
Ooh. Oh, man, it's simple. All he thought was, man, I miss you, Nick.
It was, my God.
It was so easy when I didn't have all these expectations. But, you know, I mean, B-Rich brought up. I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about that. But, man, that's tough. As a Georgia fan and everybody here, it's tough that it is starting to seem like it's something there with having extra, like – pieces in your head about can you beat this team or not. It just seems, I mean, 1-7, the record is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, 1-7 is 1-7.
We were in Athens last Friday. The vibe was amazing.
Yes.
Right? Everybody is like, this is the one. Mm-hmm. We're about to do this, and then we can stop talking about it. The crown is heavy, bro. The crown is heavy.
What you think?
What you're talking about, what Nick Saban is wearing that crown, and it's easy to get there. It is hard to maintain it. And so Kirby is wearing that crown now as the best coach in college football, and this is the one thing, right? And so I'm with you. Like, I don't think this is going to continue to plague him. Mike said, you know, when you start talking about, what did you call it, the Alabama thing?
I think he just got – his coaches got out-coached by Alabama's coaches. I think there's been a brain drain. I think he's got to re-up his coaching staff. Sam Pittman, I just talked to Rusty Manziel. He says he lives on a house on a lake by a casino. He's not going anywhere. But we need to get better in the trenches, because that's what won you back-to-back natties. Now, the depth thing is what it is, but I just feel – you need to look more aggressive. Alabama outcoached your pants off in that game.
They did. They did. And I will say this. I'm tired of it. Like it's been going one or two ways when it comes to us against Alabama. Either we start fast and get hawked down the way you claim Bijan did, or we allow them to just go crazy in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And then Kirby and the boys are able to right the ship, but sometimes it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. And I don't think we talk enough about how generational, and this for another day, but how generational those two teams that won the championships were. That was like, when you think about those were generational college teams. I don't have the list in front of me now. Maybe we can do that another time.
Everybody went to the NFL.
Yes. I mean, starters who are contributing in a big way on NFL rosters every single Sunday right now. So
it's a great point. Trey, B. Rich, man, tell the people where they can find the podcast, bro.
Yeah, hey, go ahead. Let them know.
Hey, man, it's at the Water Boys Show. That's boys with a Z. And if you don't know how to spell show, come on.
Yeah, man. The Water Boys Show. Make sure y'all find us. Trey B. Rich. Once again, we can't leave without thanking y'all. Carl,
thank you
Mike,
so much.
Thank you. Shout out to Day-Day. Thank you.
Hey, shout out to Georgia Tech. Got to give it up to them.
No doubt.
Found a way, man. Avoided the trap.
We'll be doing this, every other week, guys, with the Water Boys here live in studio, hanging out with us on Dukes and Bell. Fellas, appreciate you. Bye week. Enjoy the dub, right?
Yes.
Enjoy it. Yes.
All right.
Go Falcons.
We're coming back. Dave Archer is going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking about the Falcons, and rightfully so. Coming off of a dub, headed into the bye week, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dave Archer is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. And, Arch, I want to start with our OC being on the sideline. I think a lot of people thought that that was maybe just some eye dressing there for the Falcons. Talk about the connection between him and Penix. And, you know, I even heard Bijan after the game say that he thought – coach told him he thought he should have been down there from maybe the start of the season. This connection or whatever they needed from him on the sideline really worked, didn't it?
Yeah, first of all, you know, it's something Zach had done, obviously, when he was in L.A. with the Rams. As a pass game coordinator, he was down on the sidelines, had a chance to be in Matt Stafford's face, be able to talk to people, be able to talk to running backs, talk to tight ends, receivers. And so it's not something that was foreign to Zach. He had just, for whatever reason, had transitioned upstairs when he got here and joined the staff last year. So this was something he was very comfortable with. In fact, was very much excited about it. I had a chance to talk to him privately, and he was looking forward to be on the sideline. Obviously, the communication with he and Michael was at a high level. And whether that wasn't happening the week before or not, I'm not sure. But certainly their communication. But it just opens the door, Carl, to be able to talk to everybody. I mean, you get something in your mind. Hey, I want to say this to the offensive line, and you can walk over and do it. You know, hey, I got to remind Kyle Pitts of something. It's hard to get a guy on the phones to talk to a guy when he can just walk over and tell the guy. And then there's when that time cuts off in your headset where you can't talk to the quarterback, there's a 15-second span where he could step out on the field a couple steps and say, hey, Mike, you know, do this, that, whatever. Just that last second of information. Much more intimate, much more connected. And I think you obviously we felt it.
And Arch, as we said, I'm not going to put you on point. Why they didn't figure this out in the preseason, that's a discussion for Coach Ron next week. But, hey, it worked. And what an exciting game it was. I mean, Drake London, looks like he was 100% for the first time. I mean, since basically the first half against the Bucs.
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody's a little winged up at this time of year, Mike, regardless of, you know, how long we're into the season. He's taken a lot of shots. You know, there's those little things that you're nursing. As a former player, I can attest that you never really ever feel good for Sunday, you know, once the season starts. That's why you try to get through the preseason without him getting banged up. But, of course, Drake got banged up in that first game against Tampa, and he's been kind of nursing that throughout. And I think you're right. There is you kind of lessen it, or football players have a tendency to be able to deal with pain at different levels that maybe the normal human being doesn't. You're able to dull it in your mind and you play through it. And some of that has to happen organically. You got to kind of, okay, I'm kind of used to this now. I'm okay with it. So I think that that's part of it. But, it always helps, you know, the blood flow. It helps the mind. It helps all the things that are going on when you're playing good. When you're making plays and stuff like that, it kind of diminishes maybe how much the pain is affecting what you're doing. So certainly he played at a high level, and there was a lot of guys around him that did as well.
Dave Archer, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about our Falcons. It is a bye week. Next time they'll be on the field is Buffalo on a Monday night here in town. Arch, as far as the pistol and the play calling, what's your assessment there? As I described it Monday, it's one formation in a complex offense. It doesn't define the Falcons, although I think a lot of people after that last game against Carolina wanted it to. How did you feel about us out of that particular formation?
Well, I really like the formation. I wish I'd had the formation when I was playing. I mean, I was under center or in the shotgun. And so what this allows you to do is it allows you to still run the football because you're away from the line of scrimmage. So it facilitates both the pass game and the run game. There's been some conversation, and I know you guys have had some other guests come on or they've been on other shows.
Right.
I'm not sure what they're talking about as far as the inability to run the football and be able to play action out of a pistol set. It's just it's a fallacy. The ability to press the hole, it gives the running guy – we've gone through all this crap ad nauseum. The offense, he was in the pistol set the predominant amount of time this last weekend. You just had over 400 yards offense and put 34 points on the board. Okay, now that has to do with play calling. It has to do with players playing at a high level. It has to do with styles make fights. This was a Washington offense that likes to play a lot of single high safety. It was going to allow you to play and operate on the perimeter with shot type plays, both out of play action and out of drop back. And you had to still have to be able to get after them in the run game because they were going to try to rock a safety down to stop the run. That didn't matter. You were able to still get after them in both capacities. I thought it was a much more focused offense from every position standpoint, but it has nothing to do with the formation that they're in. It has everything to do with execution. It has everything to do with what guys are doing. And I thought Zach did some really good stuff. You know, we get so concentrated on the pistol because the running back is right behind the quarterback. I don't know if you guys watched what he was doing, but he did a whole bunch of other stuff with the wide receivers, stack formations with Kyle Pitts and Drake London, which freed guys up. Kyle makes a big play early on in the game because he screwed up the coverage by stacking those two guys. Came out with another bunch look where he had Drake and Mooney on one side and slid Bijan Robinson out there. We had three-man set. Washington didn't know what to do with that. So the idea of coming up with new ideas and doing things, all of that was on disposal for you. And then how about everybody's talking about 12 personnel. How about 21 personnel where you had one tight end and two backs on the field, with John being a featured receiver and Tyler running the football. There was a lot of ingenuity and creativity in this offense from the pistol set. I know everybody's irritated with the pistol. You don't know what you're talking about on that.
Is Dave Archer with us, guys, talking about the Falcons? I guess, Arch, the pistol became a metaphor for predictability. But that's what I'm saying. But that's a lot of other folks said he has been very predictable, and you just touched on it. He was using things that we've been screaming about, we talked about with you in the preseason, getting Bijan out wide. Bijan was a force in this game, and that's something I think that's there almost every week.
Bijan Robinson catches a 55-yard touchdown pass the first series of the season out wide. So he's been using him in those sets before. He's been able to get him out of the backfield before. I think people get so caught up, and there's so much of a narrative that everybody kind of, it's like a herd of cattle all going the same direction because, hey, that cow is going that way, so that must be where the food is, when that's not the case at all. There's been a lot of injury. Yeah, the 30-0 game was it was an aberration maybe. I don't know. It was something that they have to get out of their craw. They certainly did that this weekend. But there was not a lot of difference in sets. It's just a matter of distributing guys, getting guys the football. It's just, you know, styles make fights. You get certain defenses are going to do certain things to you. You've got to react to those kind of things. The first 3 weeks, you played three teams that want to play umbrella coverage. They did not want to let you get behind them. Everybody wanted, where are the shot plays? They're not allowing that. So you got to take what they'll give you and wear them out with that other stuff. But that means you have to execute at the highest possible level.
Dave, where do we need to improve? We feel really good about this win, but you know coaches are always meticulous about improvement. Where do you think we need to improve as we head towards Monday night's matchup with Buffalo?
Well, certainly you want to be more consistent, Carl, in special teams. You can't have teams returning kicks. I mean, think about what you did to the defense. This is the fourth week in a row, guys, by the way. And I challenge you guys to go find 4 weeks in a row where you've held the other team's offense to under 300 yards. Mm. 4 weeks in a row, okay? You've held – if you go back and you look, okay, if you average under 300 yards a game on offense, you're probably one of the first people picking in the draft next year, okay? And so a tremendous job by the defense of limiting what the offenses could do. Washington went 3-for-10 in conversion situations. They went 2-for-2 on fourth down, but 1-for-8 on third down. So 3-for-10 in conversion situations. They had drives. Guys, I go back and look at the drives. 6 plays, 16 yards. Field goal. They gained 16 yards. Here's another one. 4 plays, 2 yards led to a field goal. I mean, that's defense at the highest possible level. Got 2 sacks. I think there were 15 pressures on the quarterback. You did a really good job. I think that's an area that maybe is getting brushed under the table. Yes, they had 24 points on the board. Think about how all that took place. But getting back to your original question, how do we continue to improve? I think we got to continue to find ways to get explosive plays. To Mike's point, the diversity in the offense, being able to continue to come up with ideas each week that are tailored to who you're playing, Buffalo coming up next. How do we create those matchups and those situations? Zach will have to continue to put the laboratory coat on and create those. But we can't lose in the third phase of the game. And I don't think we've necessarily hit our stride. We had a good weekend, I think, against Minnesota. Hasn't been as good maybe in other weeks. It seems like we're really good at covering kicks, and then we're really good at returning kicks. But we're not the same in both. Punt team's been good. Romo hit his kicks this time. Didn't the last weekend. So special teams has been a little bit up and down. And I don't know if you can necessarily blame the coordinator, which I know we have a tendency to do. The players. You got to go make plays. Catch the football. Make tackles. Get off blocks.
Dave Arch is with us, guys. Got a bye week, and we'll break down how you stop Josh Allen and the Bills as we get ready for Monday night coming
Mike,
up.
You got the answer for that one, Mike? That's,
no.
That's going to be a good one. I can't wait for the game.
No, this guy runs over people, around people. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think we just got to – Dave, I figured it out. We score more points. Real quick before
there
we cut you
I
loose,
like it.
Though.
I like it.
No, I mean, it washes the bad taste. And it's like, I think when you put that stuff on tape that we saw in Carolina, I think people are looking for answers. And, again, if the pistol became the talisman for it, okay, maybe it was misplaced. But Zach Robinson, whatever this was, we love it. And hopefully all the things you said, we'll see more imagination. We'll see the defense continue to evolve. One thing for certain, I said earlier in the show to Carl, all of a sudden these draft picks are really starting to hit. These last 2 years and the focus on defense, to your point, looks like these are the right guys.
Yeah, really, especially the two secondary guys, right, Mike? I mean, you get another interception for Xavier Watts where he's at the proper depth. How about one of the first two or three plays of the game, guys? You knew that Deebo Samuel was going to be a guy they wanted to try to find explosive plays for, and they run the jet sweep to him. And who's tracking him? Who tracks him all the way across the field? and turns him back inside so Divine Diablo makes the play. Billy Bowman watching him all the way across the field. I thought, you're exactly right. The young guys are starting to come on. Hopefully the edge guys, I think we saw Jalen Walker make some more plays in the run game this weekend. I think that'll continue to come. I think that, but the two guys in the back end, you know, being kind of fed through, water through a fire hose back there with all the things that can happen, all the different things that you see, those two guys are really playing at a high level. But, Mike, we got to continue to come up with the ideas each week that maybe play off of what we did this weekend. Mm-hmm. So you know Buffalo's going to come in. They're going to see these bunch looks and things that we use. They're going to try to defend those. What counters do we have off of those? You're exactly right. You got to continue to come up with those kind of ideas that counteract what you've shown and get guys free for big plays.
Arch, great stuff, man. Enjoy the bye week. It's not in the middle of the season this year, but it's early, and maybe it came at the right time. We always talk about when is the right time. Maybe this is the right time for us. Thanks so much again.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you guys again. I can't wait to get Mike's game plan to stop Allen. I can't, that's going to be a tough one now.
Blitz.
I need something from you, Mike.
Blitz. I want. You know what I want? Safety
Bring
blitz.
Bring everyone.
Everyone.
Great stuff, Arch. We'll talk soon. That's Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, what's on Day-Day's mind? Also, we will talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Things change around the NFL, and apparently they're changing in Cleveland. Big O just told us the Browns are going to make a change at quarterback. What? It is not who you think it is, at least not yet. It is rookie Dillon Gabriel this week versus the Vikings. That is what CBS is reporting. And, Mike, that only means it's only a matter of time before we see potentially Shador Sanders, right?
Well, not that I want to see some people get a voodoo doll out for Dillon Gabriel, but there would certainly be folks in the land that would be jazzed to get Shador to have a shot. And then we can settle this once and for frickin' all if this is the greatest injustice ever perpetrated by the National Football League or the guy just isn't all that good. And the only way we're ever going to get that is in playing in games that matter. But we may have to wait. But this is, if you do believe in the Jenga game that is the quarterback rotation, right? Or Tetris, I guess.
Sure.
This would be certainly the next step to getting him in there.
All right.
Let me ask you this.
That's new. What's up?
Starting him in a game where it's going to be played in London on a weird week, does that set him up for success, you think? If it's Dillon Gabriel this week for Cleveland? Because they have the early game, the London game with the Vikings this week.
No, I do not. I don't think that is setting him up. And by the way, I mean – look, we had success shutting their offense down, but Brian Flores, the week after that, right, their defense had two defensive touchdowns. I thought they played, really good this weekend. I don't know if that sets him up for success, but it's interesting. We'll see. Look, we knew this was only a matter of time. Joe Flacco is not going to be the long-term answer there. So that is happening in Cleveland. Appreciate Dave Archer for stopping by talking Falcons with us. Dede, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
First of all, happy Tuesday to everybody out there. I was just telling, I'm a summer baby, man, and I know it's fall, and a lot of people look forward to fall and the weather change. There's a few things I like looking forward to when it comes to fall, like your fairs come around, your different like patches and things of that nature you can go to. So just got me to thinking, what do you guys enjoy most about the fall?
Halloween. Big Halloween folks, man. Like the house turns into a haunted house.
Really?
We got more Halloween stuff than we have Christmas stuff. Mm. So when you talk about knickknacks and decorations and stuff like that, So, and the fall smells, that's the other thing. And, you know, the cool weather, that's what I love about the fall more than anything. Outside of it, just reminds me, and this is going to be, I think, for everybody, football. It reminds me of football. Like, once the weather cools up, that's what comes to mind.
I love, again, me personally, I love this type of year for the temp. You know, just, again, that window when it's just, like today, this morning, it was perfect out there with the dogs, top down in a car, going down to Tallahassee, and I sweating my butt off watching football, or for folks going out to Athens or Auburn or Tech, whoever your school is, Clemson. I just, to me, it's just the ultimate football weather, the best.
All right. Oh, what about you?
I kind of like that in between when summer sort of ends and fall begins. Like that kind of in-between time, kind of like when spring ends and summer begins, because it's not quite too hot, not quite too cool. It's that nice in-between time.
Yeah, I don't know. It came to mind today because I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me today. I was just kind of
that
like,
seasonal
damn,
affective disorder
yeah,
got you there, Dave.
And I realized, I was
AKA
like, you know what?
Sad.
It's this change moving into fall. I am not a fan of fall like that. I love the summer.
You don't
I'm
like picking apples?
No, but I do like going to Southern Bell Farms and eating their corn dogs.
The fall fairs?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not an apple picker, huh?
No.
I like
I'm a strawberry
pumpkin patcher.
I'm a strawberry.
I like cracking up the fire pit, too. That's another thing. You
always.
Know, segue in, get the fire pit going, man. Just watching TV.
All right.
Outdoors.
Well, like I said, I was just trying to figure
not
out what
a cider
was wrong
fan
with
there.
Me. No, cider.
That's another
cider.
Thing.
Now, I
Thank
will.
You.
I do rock with cider.
Now, I don't need
cider.
A pumpkin spice on a coffee. That's a bit much.
Yeah, that
that's
is a little
pumpkin
but the,
everything.
But the cider yeah. and, I don't need and bourbon yeah. drinks go
Ciders,
together.
Man, the apples, yeah. this is a strong yeah. apple season day there.
Yeah, well, and again, that's why we typically go down to Southern Bell Farms, get our pumpkins from there.
Okay.
They're apples. They make great apple dessert. Like, whatever's in season, they make a lot of desserts and things of that nature. Like, so like for me personally, when it's strawberry season in the spring,
yeah, yeah.
They make strawberry shortcake, strawberry ice cream. I mean, they kill it down there. So they know I will be down there because my wife, it's an annual thing. We go down there to get our pumpkin. So that's probably coming out pretty
soon.
This is up. Coming up.
No flannel for you, Day Day, coming
no,
up.
No flannel.
We found that Day Day likes strawberries. Remember, yeah, we were doing the show at the Napa and he strolled at G Money. Go over to McDonald's and get the strawberry apple
pie. Yeah, I am, yes.
The strawberry pie yeah. from McDonald's. That's I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't either. That's yeah. your go-to. No, I love the apple pie stuff, though. You're right yeah. about that. The apples, cider, apple, all that. I'm yeah. with it.
All right, let's get back to the sports. Did you guys know that Tubi is coming up in the world?
What do you mean?
We talk about all these streamers.
Am I paying
there.
For this and don't know about it?
Tubi?
You aren't. There are some services that Tubi offers that are free. Tubi's a place where you want to go find really bad, good movies.
Or if you want to make a movie and put it on Tubi, you can do that.
That's what I heard. I heard literally people are doing stuff like yeah. that looks like it was produced in their basement. Okay.
Well, anyway, according to Apple announcing, the streaming service will air the or stream the Packers-Lions Thanksgiving game. Unbeknownst to me, Fox owns this streaming service. I did not know that. And I do remember now they actually streamed the Super Bowl and accounted for 13.6 million of Fox's viewers for this past Super Bowl, which remember that was they had a record setting audience with 127.7 million viewers. So Tubi coming up in the world of being able to do their thing in sports and outside of just home movies.
I don't even know if I've watched a show on this. I mean, honestly, that's why I'm saying it's one of the apps, right, that I know I have. I've seen it. I think my daughter's asked me because she's watched a couple of shows on there.
Right.
But I don't think I've watched anything on this thing.
I know I haven't.
So, I'm looking right now on Tubi Movie Night, Tomb Raider, not Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft. The Need for Speed, that was the Aaron Paul knockoff
so bad.
Of Fast and Furious. Remember they were promoting that at the Super Bowl? The kid from Breaking Bad. Let's see, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. That's the only the Italian Job. That's the only movie you would watch. Creatorverse. Stuff I've never heard of. Although I am intrigued by The Lesbian Home is a show, apparently, Carl.
Oh, okay.
What now?
Well, it's a guy with well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, okay, good.
The Rundown. They have The Rundown in there. Okay, that's always a fun movie. The Rock.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that was...
The remake, right?
No, it's The Rundown. The but, Rundown. Of course, that was, you know what? That was 2003. Yeah. But that's what I'm watching
with
here.
And Sean William Scott.
Yep, but which actually is a fun movie.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken's in it as well.
Yeah, so
that's what I know about Tubi, Carl, right now from their website.
Yeah, a lot of older stuff, but apparently they're making their mark when it comes down to sports. And it's pretty smart of Fox to just throw a bone their way, right? All right, last one before we get out of here. We've never been in this territory before. Well, I shouldn't say never. It's been 7-8 years since we've been in the territory that we are in, guys. We have to talk about and watch MLB playoffs without the Braves. With that being said, of all the teams in postseason play, who are you most intrigued about seeing how far they'll go?
Can I jump in, Carl? I'll take the Mariners, just because they haven't been there in so long. Cal Raleigh, we were just talking about it before the show with Andy Bunker, is a long-suffering Mariners fan. So, I mean, when they get there. But I said to Carl and you guys today on our pre-show, again, on Twitch and YouTube, I live for, like most of our baseball fans out there, Carl, racing home to watch like the 79 ALCS with Bobby Gritch and the Angels going up. I mean, against the Orioles and Jim Palmer and Nolan Ryan. And now it's like, oh, the Guardians are on with the Tigers? Okay. Once the Braves are, I fall into that regional thing where if my team's not in, I'm just not as compelled. I didn't even watch a whole game of the Yankees Dodgers last year.
I want to see what the Cubs do. Full disclosure, I'm rooting for Dansby because he went up there. They weren't winning. They're back in the playoffs. I don't know if they're good enough to beat the Padres, but that I think is probably the most interesting series for me. I think the Dodgers are going to win, even though they didn't finish as like people thought they would. But that's probably the series that I'm watching. But I'm not, to Mike's point, I'm not clamoring to like get home and like find out or watch this if the Braves were involved. And I don't even know if the Yankees get there, because I root against them so hard. Even if they get there, I don't know if I'll feel that way.
That's slander.
It is. But let me ask you this. If Freddie wins another one with the Dodgers, just asking. Like, does that do anything? Does that make you feel some kind of way as a Braves fan? He's already won one. He's already been a World Series MVP. If they win another one,
does he go in as a Dodger as opposed to a Brave, the Hall of Fame? He does that?
Ooh. It's a great question. It really is.
I think he would do the whole sign 1-day contract with the Braves and go in as a Brave, if I had to guess.
Okay.
Yep.
Even with another World Series of the Dodgers?
Yeah, but, he loves Atlanta.
He
man.
Does. Time he hides. Loves, man, yeah. We ran out of Kleenex last time he was here.
I agree. You're right.
I just think that, and again, and although I will die on that hill, nothing. Matt Olson can put up all the numbers in the world. You missed it. There's just the intangibles, Carl, of what Freddie and guys like Dansby brought to the equation.
All right, well, that's what's on my mind on a Tuesday. Outside of the Falcons, get it done Sunday.
No doubt. Great stuff, Day-Day. Coming up, we're going to talk with Connor Riley, guys. Dog Nation, are you questioning Kirby's decision-making after losing to Alabama? And is there something else to this whole equation that we're not talking about? Connor Riley's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.